Good afternoon, Ghana. It's 12 o'clock. Time to reach for mobile water. Mobile water, unique in every way.
It's 80 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The Midday News is live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra and Kumasi. We are on Love 99.5 FM, live on myjoyonline.com. We are live in all 16 regions. We are on Bedering FM in Bunkurugu, Radio Fumbesi in Fumbesi, Lolonyo FM in Hohoi. We are live on X Spaces. We are on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrol Soul Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon, PURC warns of ECG's potential bankruptcy in a letter to the presidency and the energy minister with national security implications. Urging deeper introspection and structural reforms beyond tariff hikes, with privatization considered a key option.
If we do not raise enough money, we will not get enough money to fix it. ECG is a company that has not been capitalized since 2007. All these new reforms that you've been seeing for the past 2 years since I've been in office have been us trying to be creative in using our operational expenditure to close the gaps.
I'll let you in on details of that confidential letter, painting a bleak picture of the energy sector where key players struggle to meet salary and other administrative obligations. Also this afternoon, civil society groups gear up for a series of protests urging the government to declare a state of emergency to protect the nation's water bodies and forests.
So every action from positive defiance to mass movement and including strikes are all up in the open.
We'll get to hear from the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining and the Fix the Country group as they call for the dismissal of the Lands and Natural Resources Minister, citing a lack of action on the process.
We demand the immediate resignation of the Minister for Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, the heads of the Environmental Protection Agency, the Minerals Commission and the Forestry Commission.
Plus, Lands and Natural Resources Ministry terminates mining lease of FGR Bego Supristia Mining Limited. I have details of that. Opposition NDC claims to have uncovered new cases of illegal transfer of voters in the Tolong constituency as they continue to press for a forensic audit of the voters' register.
Like the Tamale episode, when they quickly came out, they said, oh, only 30 people from Tamale. We are reversing. It's not true. Tolong, we just discovered massive transfer of people like that.
We have sports.
Hearts of Oak have no intention of parting ways with head coach Abubakar Ouattara despite back-to-back defeats in the Ghana Premier League.
And much later, if anyone had told me 10 years ago that I'll be in a wheelchair today, I would have called them a false prophet. Former President Kufuor advocates for greater inclusivity and enhanced care for persons living with disabilities.
Look at me today. If anyone had said just 10 years ago that I will today be here in a wheelchair, perhaps he would have been disputed and damned as a false prophet. I'm in a wheelchair and I need about 4, 5, 6 hefty men to be pushing me around like a baby.
That and more coming up here on the Midday News. This is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. Please do stay on for details. I am Emefa Apau. Many thanks for your company. Let's dig in now. And this afternoon, the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PURC, has issued a stark warning that the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, is on the verge of bankruptcy due to severe financial difficulties. In a letter addressed to the presidency, energy, finance ministers and other key stakeholders, PURC Executive Secretary Dr. Ishmalaka revealed that the crisis is also affecting the operations of VRA, Gridco and Bui Power Authority, causing delays in salary payments and challenges in covering administrative costs. We have more for you, but first, listen to the Managing Director of the ECG, Samuel Dobik Mahama, on the state of affairs of the power company.
To run a business, you need money to run a business. And if you've been given a business where you are to sell and collect, if you don't sell and collect, you can't put anything back in the system. Do not forget, what we sell and collect under the cash waterfall system, it's how IPPs are paid. It's how the other SOEs, the VRAs, the Gridcos, the PURCs, the Ghana Gas, the GMPCs, everybody has their allocation and their cash waterfall. So we have to find a way to close the gap to make the whole system whole. Because we are at the bottom of the food chain, the responsibility is on us to fix the problem. It's a holistic approach. If we do not raise enough money, we will not get enough money to fix it. You know, and the funny thing is that these are not operational expenses. These are capital expenditure. Until ECG is a company that has not been capitalized since 2007. All these new reforms that you've been seeing for the past 2 years since I've been in office have been us trying to be creative in using our operational expenditure to close the gaps. So all we do need is a conversation around the whole table saying that, hey, you cannot be doing this anymore. This is the capital expenditure that needs to be put in. Value this, value that, and let's talk around the big table to find that kind of money to solve some of these technical issues.
Now, Samuel Dubik Muhammad, the Managing Director of the Electricity Company of Ghana, will join you, has cited a copy of that letter to the presidency and the various ministries. My colleague Elton Brobe joins me in studio with details of what that letter says. So, Elton, first, the PRC's letter refers to some requests by the ECG. Let's go through it.
And it's dated the 16th of September 2024. So, the letter makes reference to three separate letters ECG wrote to the finance minister and PRC. The one to the finance minister is dated 28th of August 2024. Two letters, one requesting for capital expenditure for replacement of prepaid meters, and the second request for assistance in exporting power to mitigate foreign exchange losses, and the last one to PRC, a request for buffer period for cash build-up.
And what's the PRC's response?
So the PRC says that the commission noted the persistent financial challenges facing ECG, a matter of grave concern not only for ECG but for the entire energy sector. These challenges, according to the letter, are contained in the letter submitted by the ECG, highlighting the imminent risks of bankruptcy. Given ECG's strategic role in the power distribution, its financial instability poses a significant threat to the sustainability of the sector and the security of electricity supply, which could lead to a national security threat. The commission acknowledges that ECG has initiated and started the implementation of the digital metering program expected to improve its cash collection. However, it knows that despite these efforts and the commission's decision to increase tariff by more than 75% since September 2022, ECG financial difficulties persist. Indeed, for June and July, ECG declared 884.2 million Ghana cedis and 857 million Ghana cedis respectively as losses. These amounts, according to them, were not enough to pay the Tier A plus WAPCO bill of $47 million per month. Unfortunately, in August 2024, ECG declared less than 800 million. This represents 42% of the revenue expected by the commission to be collected and paid to the power players. The Tier B companies, including Ghana Gas, VR, Greatco, ECG, BUI, and the regulators, are struggling to get enough to pay their staff and administrative costs. This situation, according to PRC, underscores the need for deeper introspection and structural changes beyond tariff adjustment.
And already, they are making a case as to why a partial or full privatization of ECG could be an option.
So they've given three instances. Example, for example, they say that in Kenya, the Kenya Power and Lighting Company listed approximately 50% of its equity on the stock exchange, raising non-tariff funding for critical investment. They also talk about Tanzania, where the government there converted a government online loan of 2.4 trillion shilling into equity. Since 2022, Tanzania Electric Supply Company has consistently declared profit, reducing both technical and non-technical losses to around 9%. They also talk about Uganda, where Uganda concession involved the private sector in metering, billing, and collection services. And they say that this intervention has resulted in a collection of rate of 98.7%. These examples, according to PRC, provide valuable insight for addressing ECG's financial struggles. However, they say that it is essential to pair any such intervention with straight performance indicators. And they say that this should be a drastic reduction in technical and commercial losses, enhanced fiscal discipline, and the rest, MFA.
Okay, well, but they have other recommendations that we can quickly go through.
So to the president, they say, in view of the above, the commission recommends that the Ministry of Energy, in collaboration with ECG, the State Interest and Governance Authority, SIGA, the Ministry of Finance, the Public Enterprise, and other key stakeholders, engage in a comprehensive examination of the root cause of ECG's financial difficulties. Such an exercise should aim to chart a path for transforming the company and safeguarding the energy sector. The Commission would expect ECG to provide transparency on key issues such as revenue collection, major contracts and other monthly commitments, commercial and technical losses, non-core activity with structural challenges, and they say that privatization could be an option that could be exploited.
Thank you very much, Elton. Let me take some initial reaction to this particular development, and let me bring in former Power Minister Dr. Kwabena Donkor. He's also the Member of Parliament for Pru East. We are grateful for your time here on the Midday News. I'm sure you've been listening keenly on this particular details that we are getting. At least for now, we're told that a partial or full privatization of ECG will be the way to go. Your initial reaction?
Well, my initial reaction is that this is not new. Indeed, if you take a look at the 2024 manifesto of the NDC, there is a commitment to restructure and reform, especially the last mile of ECG's distribution system. It is unfortunate, it is unnecessary, and it is saddening that in the month of August, ECG only collected 42% of what they were supposed to collect. This is a serious indictment of the whole distribution system. If you're collecting only 42% of what you are supposed to collect, there is no way that an entity can survive going forward without drastic structural reforms. Yes, there is the need, but the timing, 2 months into an election, this is not the time for the government of the day to come up with new proposals. And indeed, that was one of the reasons why the minority resisted the laying of some bills in parliament to restructure ECG and NEDCO. Timing is important in business as well as it's important in politics. Yeah, but ECG needs a fundamental rethink. We remember the government of John Dramani Mahama in the past brought in the MCC, the Millennium Challenge Corporation, to help us with some investment into ECG.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that was botched after the NDC left office. There's a need to reverse it. And what type of privatization, what type of private sector involvement will we be looking at? Our manifesto provides some guidance to the sort of thinking of the NDC.
Okay, but Dr. Kwabena Donkor, I'm wondering, you have concerns about the timing. What will be the right time to be able to redeem this particular ailing company that you talk about?
No, the right time will have to be from January, because there is going to be...
An ECG can survive up until that?
Well, it has survived up till now, so it can survive until January.
Okay.
Yeah. It can survive for the next 2-3 months, because there's going to be a deeper national consultation. It is not a knee-jerk reaction. This situation did not just happen overnight. ECG has been bleeding for a while. Indeed, ECG can be akin to the woman with the bleeding problem in the Bible.
Mm.
And it's been going on for a while. We must keep ECG going for the next 3 months for the new government, whichever party, so that there can be proper national discussion.
Okay. Dr. Kwabena Donkor, we are indeed grateful. And that's his initial remarks or reaction to this particular communication between PRC, the presidency, and the various ministries. And this is a discussion we'll be having going forward. We'll have more and subsequently. Now, the media coalition against Galamse, Fix the Country, and the other civil society groups are lacing their boots for a series of protests against the government to commit to declaring a state of emergency against Galamse. An ad hoc committee meeting with the Trades Union Congress ended in conclusively yesterday, heightening doubt about government's commitment to fight the canker. We'll get to hear from the Media Coalition and the other civil society organizations shortly, but let's hear from the Secretary General of the Trades Union Congress, Joshua Ansa.
One party is saying that when I come to office, I will allow. One party is saying that I will not allow. They are jeopardizing with our lives. And Ghana is not for NDC, Ghana is not for MPP. So what organized labor is demanding is that both parties, including EDIS, who want to rule this country, should be asked or compelled to sign a pact on their position on this galamsey menace. Whether you want power or want to come to power, let us know your position on this galamsey menace before it is too late.
We can also hear from the convener of the media coalition against galamsey, particularly dissatisfied with government's posturing.
We have written to His Excellency the Vice President, who is the presidential candidate for the MPP, His Excellency the former President John Mahama, who is the presidential candidate for the NDC. Because one of our asks is we want an open commitment to the crisis fight that we are asking the President to do. The state of emergency of our water bodies and the buffer, and then the forest reserve and the revocation of LIA 2462. We're going to be working together with the various coalition partners, including Labour, including all the churches. So every action from positive defiant to mass movement and including strikes are all up in the open. The Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey will be having a meeting in either today or tomorrow and to be able to get a firm briefing from Labour, who attended the meeting with the Adwoa Committee, and then also plan the next steps that we're going to do so far as ensuring that we get a commitment of government to do what it has to do.
Well, meanwhile, Democracy Hub organizers of the Fix the Country demonstrations in Ghana have served notice they'll hit the streets soon in the coming days owing to failure of government to tackle the menace. Na Dinswa is convener of the group.
Those in positions of power have turned a blind eye, allowed illegal miners to wreak havoc on our rivers and lands because they, too, benefit from the spoils. But make no mistake, this is not just an environmental issue. It is a symptom of a broken system that prioritizes profit over people, greed, and governance. We are not just calling for an end to illegal mining. We are calling for the resignation of those who have allowed this crisis to fester. We demand the immediate resignation of the following officials: the Minister for Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, the heads of the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, the Minerals Commission and the Forestry Commission. These are the individuals who have failed to protect our environment. I say to you, rise up! Young people of Ghana, rise up and take your place at the forefront of this movement for change. Rise up and demand a government that works for you, not against you. Rise up and be the voice that says galamsey must stop, corruption must end, and the future must be ours to shape.
Nadine Swathe is convener of the Fix the Country group. That's a Democracy Hub, organizers of Fix the Country demonstrations. And the hashtag No to Galamsey is on. And while civil society organizations push government to take action, Joy News can confirm that Chinese miners continue to contaminate the Tano River with their tailings at Samreboy in the Western region, despite continuous reports of direct washing of mining waste into the river. Love FM's Erastus Asaridonko went back to Samreboy to gauge the situation. Here's his report.
In 2022, Joy News captured this mining site belonging to Akonta Mining Limited, whose mining residue was being directed into the Tano River.
First, anywhere you reach in the forest or at bush, you just get a stream. You sat down there and drink, but now you can't get those streams. So in fact, our river bodies all has destroyed.
Just behind you is the Tano River. How do you feel when you see it?
In fact, how does the government feel?
Subsequently, we also captured some Chinese miners washing mining residue into the Tano at Boya and Bena, close to Samreboy in the Western region. Close to 2 years after our report, the criminal act is still being perpetrated by miners along the Tano River. Alhaji Salisu Muhammad Abu is an opinion leader at Samre Boy.
If you look at the way the government has left people, government saying that he put his presidency on Galamsey, illegal mining. In fact, it's rather worse.
That's Erastus Osari Donkor's report there. The latest just coming in, there's a communication from the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry terminating the mining lease of FGR Bogoso Prisia Mining Limited. My colleague James Aveji joins me in studio with some details of from that particular statement. What does it say?
Yes, MFA. So the statement said this follows an advice and recommendation of the Minerals Commission and the Attorney General pursuant to Article 88 of the Constitution, quote, all other relevant provisions that has the minister has terminated the mining lease granted to FGR Bogoso Prestia Limited and directed the Minerals Commission to issue a notice of termination to the company in accordance with Regulation 204 of LI 2176. Now it says in 2023 the company was notified of some breaches of its terms. It pleaded to for some 120 days to work a bit further to pay its creditors. That was given, and after the expiration of that 120 days working permit, there was another investigation conducted into the conduct of the company by some three-member committee, independent committee put together by the ministry, and upon the recommendation of the committee, the ministry on the 3rd of September 2024, decided to intervene in the situation and issue a termination letter to the company based on the back of those breaches in their work.
Thank you very much, James Aveji, there taking us on a quick break here on the Midday News live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra and Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM, myjoyonline.com live in all 16 regions. We're on X Spaces on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrol Soul Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. We've been talking about the PRC warning of ECG's potential bankruptcy in a letter to the Presidency and the Energy Ministry with national security implications, urging deeper introspection and structural reforms beyond tariff hikes, with privatization considered a key option. We'll return from the break. We have sport. We'll get into the election headquarters. And if anyone had told me 10 years ago that I would be in a wheelchair today, I would have called them a false prophet. That's former President Ajikum Kufuor advocating for greater inclusivity and enhanced care for persons living with disabilities.
Look at me today. If anyone had said just 10 years ago that I will today be here in a wheelchair, perhaps he would have been disputed and damned as a false prophet. I'm in a wheelchair and I need about 4, 5, 6 hefty men to be pushing me around like a baby.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
*712#
luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah, the luckiest
*712#
luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah,
doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers. The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah, the luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah,
doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
*712#.
You could be the luckiest.
Ghana, it is saying, are you a human resource practitioner or business executive interested in digital transformation and AI adoption? Mark your calendars for the Global Conference on Human Resources in Africa. Join us on October 24th and 25th at the stunning Labadi Beach Hotel to explore the emergence and dynamics of AI and HR technologies in Africa. Hear from Johnny C. Taylor Jr., President and CEO of Sherm Global, and other distinguished speakers from around the world, including Dr. Francis Iduku, CEO of CIHRM Ghana, Irene Asari, Global HR Executive at the BBC, David Sagawa, Group HR Director at Equity Bank Limited, Dr. Najat El Mahadi, Chair of the Qatar HR Forum. Engage in interactive sessions, panel discussions, educational seminars, HR huddles, and more. And that's not all. On October 25th and 26th, join us for an exciting two-day excursion around Accra and Cape Coast. Sponsors and partners include Rigroll Solutions Limited, Access Pension Trust, Delta Airlines, Adansi Travels, National Labor Commission, Sherm Global, CIHRM Ghana, Sherm Forum Ghana, Strategic HR Professionals, and more. Visit gchrafrica.com to register today or call 055-408-1727 for more information.
Stay with us. Thank you for staying with us here on the Midday News. Let's do sports. Mubarak.
Yes, MFA. So, board member of Heart of Oak, Dr. Nyaho Tamakulu, has urged fans of the club to be patient with head coach Abubakar Ouattara following their disappointing start to the Ghana Premier League. The Ivorian trainer has come under significant pressure after losing back-to-back games, which leaves the Phobians in the relegation zone. When asked about the possibility of dismissing the coach, Dr. Nyaho Tamakulu said,
I totally disagree with that. The coach has been given that free hand by the board to select his own boys and train them. And that is exactly what he's doing. If we have lost two matches, that doesn't mean we have failed. Or that doesn't mean the coach has failed. I don't believe that. And I believe strongly that the way they are playing now, very soon they will gel very beautifully. And all these Darwin Thomases will now see that it takes time to train boys. All I'll tell the supporters that they should just take their time. We are building it.
Yeah, board member of Heart of Oak, Dr. Nyaho Tamakulu.
Let's get into the election headquarters now.
Election headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozon Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
And this afternoon, the opposition NDC is claiming to have uncovered fresh evidence of illegal voter transfers in the voters' register, and as it continues to demand a forensic audit of the register. On Tuesday, thousands of party members and supporters poured onto the streets across the country to pile pressure on the EC. We can hear from Deputy Director of Election and IT of the NDC, Dr. Rashid Tanko.
For the first time, people have not appeared before returning office. Somebody just sat at the Electoral Commission office and start transferring them by using their voter ID numbers. They are using their pictures and transferring them from their IT system. And you think that...
So that's what you say is contrary to the law.
Contrary to the law.
Well, we've been getting a statement also from the Christian Council on this development or this debacle between the NDC and the EC. Kweku, what does it say?
So a number of Christian leaders, including Most Reverend Dr. Paul Boafo, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, Reverend Dr. Hilad Dogbe Enoch Thompson, and then Apostle Eric Nyamiche, and a host of others, are asking the EC to look at the NDC concerns, and I quote, it says, the EC, through her actions and inactions, has faced many accusations leading to loss of confidence and heightened levels of mistrust in the conduct of Ghanaian election, especially from parties in opposition. Nevertheless, the 2024 polls are being conducted under intensified skepticism, particularly due to concerns raised by the NDC. We call on the EC to elevate her consultation and participatory methods and ensure increased transparency and improve communication.
Okay, thank you very much, Kweku. Let's focus on the climate now. Fishermen in Dambai are now navigating the Oti River safely thanks to weather updates from the Ghana Meteorological Agency. Mahmoud Mohammed Nuruddin has more.
Ajete Mawuwe, now 53 years, began his fishing career at the tender age of 7.
In Yechi, the weather was particularly unpredictable with sudden rainstorms. To survive, we had to act quickly